Procedure discussion.
I'm gonna run over and get that calendar.
Okay.
Meeting or two ago, Mr. Johnson stated that he sent Lawrence and each commission member a letter about the rules of operation, and we decided to put that on the agenda for you to discuss.
And since I was the originator of the letter, my concern as expressed in that letter, and still is the voluminous materials that sometimes, and I clarify that sometimes, because sometimes we receive squat, but sometimes we receive voluminous information. It may be the day of the hearing, or it may be a couple days of it, and I personally don't feel I have adequate time to review all that information, digest it, and formulate opinions and questions, and, concerning that particular project. What precipitated was in reviewing the copy of the Planning and Zoning Commission rules, and I'll pass down a copy to each person that I downloaded off the internet. It states in there about the 72 hours. So my discussions with staff, that has appeared to be a procedural matter that's been established by the Planning and Zoning Commission in the past. And I know that we all have busy professional lives, and if our charge is to review that material and make a recommendation, I would think that, especially given most of these applications were submitted 12 to 18 months prior to our public hearing, that maybe they need to step it up to get the information to us. And secondly, and perhaps even more important, is having that information that's available here through the planning and zoning staff for the public to review prior to the hearing. Because oftentimes some of these public hearings are contentious, and part of the opposition's response may be based on what information is submitted by the applicant. And if it's not made available to them in a timely fashion, it would make it difficult for them to perhaps prepare their opposition.
Let me ask a question. When an application, when a hearing is scheduled, typically how far in advance do we know our hearing scheduled?
30 days.
So it's only, so
we've had it for 15 months, 14 months when we do that.
Right, but it isn't scheduled until 30 days. Okay, it just sits, because what I'm thinking of is if you could establish a date by which the materials have to be submitted with a reasonable amount of time between the hearing date, but you kind of need to know when the hearing date is in order to say you've got to have your exhibits done.
I would say a reasonable outer date would be the time when the agenda's posted, because if we're trying to make it available to the public, that would be, the time that the public would know.
That's the first time the public would know, so you're saying that's like 30 days ahead?
Yeah. No, that's
2 weeks.
Yeah. 2 weeks ahead.
Well, I said 30. Actually, the law says 15 days in the old enabling legislation. Mm-hmm. Then when they came up with the land use issue with the state, it became 20 days of advertisement. That doesn't count.
Right.
So that's why we try to do it at 30 days, approximately 30 days anyway.
Say 4 weeks.
20 days of advertising.
Yeah, it's like we have to advertise 20 days in advance. And because we advertise in local papers, which typically is a Tuesday or Wednesday once a week, that it's several days in between.
Yeah,
so it's about 28 days of probably safe flexibility right there. That's about right.
Indeed. The notices go out before the agendas actually.
Yeah, the notices actually go out that same day it's advertised.
Same day
as the advertisement sent. So if we send out advertisements Most papers have to have them like on Tuesday or Wednesday to have it in the next week's paper. So that's the same day that they had to go, the notices go out to the neighbors. And we post them about the same, so really it's about 30 days. 20 to 30 days minimum.
Well, the issue I'm struggling with is how do you give enough notice to the applicant that he's got to have his stuff in on a certain date? You know?
Right.
Can't call him up and say, okay, we're, you know, tomorrow's the day. You know, we're going to start advertising tomorrow. I mean, I guess the question is, can we somehow do do something different or to allow? What do you think is reasonable, Mike, for time? What are you looking at?
For me, I'd say a minimum of a week.
Well, so the 15 days wouldn't be too bad then.
No,
interesting.
I mean, because, you know, 2 weeks to summer would be better. As you know, as I look at my schedule and I plan and I try and, you know, review the materials, you know, et cetera. At least it gives me time to process it, and there may be things that I want additional comments from that are not addressed at the public hearing. And now, case in point, I'll use is the one there by the Mount Air Chicken Plant. Had I had my druthers and had I reviewed the material sooner, I might have requested that the record be remain open to get a response from Mount Air.
Right.
Because of the proximity of that project.
What would be the what kind of problems would it create for the staff if we wanted them 15 days ahead of the hearing?
The only thing I would say is just, Shane and I listen to them when they bring them in, and they're required to bring them in since we meet on Thursday. They come in at 4 o'clock on Monday.
Right.
If we get it at 4 o'clock on Monday, we can't give it to the staff to ship, take it to you or wherever.
Yeah, because that you might get it 72 hours ahead.
We get it,
but
you
don't.
Yeah. You're lucky if you get it on Wednesday. If we mail it to you, you won't get it.
I won't get it.
Meeting.
Yeah.
So it could be a little bit more. The one thing I noticed that they come in on Monday, and on Tuesday morning they come in with corrections.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would.
Which
I
is
would,
slip sheet. They stick it in to fix something because they messed up. But they find a crack. They didn't have a chance to even proof it that quick. So then if you give them more time, tell them you need it 10 days in advance or something. That way we can get it to you. If we have to mail it to you, at least you get it before the hearing.
Right.
Last Monday for that Dove Knoll one, they came in at 4:30.
Oh yeah, it was right at 4:30.
Well, I think that at the time the application is taken, there needs to be some written notification handed to them and initialed as to what they have to do, you know, or something, or somehow or another, they have to, whether or not you document it or not, I guess Vince is up to you.
Well, what we were saying is at the time that the office sends out notices to the adjacent property owners.
Send a notice to the applicant. Say your materials are due on this date.
Yeah.
That's
10 days before
the
hearing.
Tell them the date. So they have to be in by the close of business.
Even on the ads that Joyce sends out, you know, well, when the hearing date is, what they're applying for, we can put on the bottom. Any information to be submitted needs to be in 2 weeks prior to this date.
There's actually a letter that goes out.
Mm-hmm.
That's addressed to the applicant. And the applicant gets that letter, and then the neighbors get a public notice.
Well,
in that letter, does it state 72 hours?
No, I'm just saying, but we could make it work to whatever number
right,
of days you want.
But by and large, the folks who are preparing these things are professionals. This is what they do. They need to be able to get it done when we need it done, and that's all there is to it. I mean, they're being, you know, look, you know, I don't really need to say it, do I? I mean,
right.
Yeah.
Would you have a different rule for a smaller project?
Well, smaller projects typically don't.
Sometimes they don't submit anything. It's just
submit anything,
if they do,
they just show up.
They
don't have much
certainty. Require them to submit anything.
Well, they required anything they're going to submit, they've got to submit ahead of time. Now, we are allowed to accept certain things at the hearing, but that's on a case by case basis, subject to council's decision. So.
And that's typically been, and that's where you get the smaller ones.
They'll come in with
photos,
things
that are out there anyway.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Dreamweaver.
Yeah, right, right.
You know, but Mr. Johnson and I had a brief conversation at the end of the last meeting regarding the lack of preparation on the part of some applicants. And, you know, that's an issue. There probably needs to be Well, and I think there is. I think you guys are already doing, if you're sending, you know, you're sending something out already, if they're not paying attention to it, then all they need to do is have their hearing deferred or denied for lack of a record one time, and I imagine that they'll pay attention after that.
Would you allow changes in that window, in that 15-day window?
I think that would probably have to be subject to council's decisions whether or not we can accept
I think
them.
If you did that, I think it would have to be presented at the hearing.
Yeah.
That way Vince can look at it and see if it's acceptable.
Just tell them that if they want to present changes, they have to do it at the hearing, and it'll be the commission will decide or council will decide.
I mean, there's going to be situations where they're going to have to. Like, they're just, I mean, even our own county engineering department gets in comments at 4:30 of the night of the hearing, you know, so.
Or later.
You know, and all the agencies are like that. So there's going to have to be some flexibility with changes coming in. We're going to be reasonable on that.
And I don't think it would hurt to have some kind of communication with these agencies and explain to them what's happening to us, because everybody works to a date.
Right.
All we're saying is we're going to change the date. That's all. They said, you know, there's a hearing date that's set, so some of these people are getting stuff in at 4:30 the day of the hearing. Well, that's just not going to be acceptable anymore. And if the state wishes to have their comments considered, then they need to get them here when we want them. Otherwise, they won't be on the record. And it won't, you know, it's not we're trying to get nasty with them, but if they want us to pay heed to what they're saying, they have to give us time to read it, you know? It's not that we don't want it, it's that we do want it. But we need it in a timely fashion.
Or they could show up.
Well, or they'll be happy to come and testify at the hearing. I think there's a greater chance that you'll get your stuff on time, but
still at all.
I really tried last week with that 106 lot development without any materials, and
you know, gentlemen, bear in mind that we have to make our decisions based on what is on the record, and if client doesn't put it on the record, it's not on the record. You know, if the applicant rather doesn't put it on the record, we can't assume that they conform to something, you know. Anyway,
like, you can tell by when they come in that they, because these is a runner that brings them in.
Oh, yeah.
She's the one that had to copy all this stuff, and she's worked all weekend trying to copy all these big books. You know, like, some of them you get are 2 or 3, 4 inches thick.
Yep.
That the 3 days isn't working for them either. Mm-hmm. But they need more time.
Mm-hmm.
And if we give more time, then they're going to have to put a little bit more rush into it, but it should be better for them.
But they've got plenty of notice. They're
more notice time to do it. So.
We're 15 months behind. We can tell them now that this is going to be the new rule. So it isn't like they can't say they didn't know.
We get the application, and the process takes about 15 months.
Right. And you can notify them when you take the application.
Yeah, we figured out to our hearing, not to council hearing, but to ours.
Yeah.
Well, here's what needs to happen. I mean, to sort of bring this full circle, then the way we do it, because that's one of the rules. And one thing I'll point out, I didn't ever look at this online because I have my own copies of the rules. This is about the hardest thing to read. If you all want,
it's terrible.
That's broken down paragraph by paragraph per numbered rule. I can get that for you.
I'd like to.
Yeah, I'll make you copies of that. And then what we'll do is it's a resolution to amend the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. I can prepare that. Really, I guess I could talk to Mike and we can come up with a date to change to 72 hours and the way that works with the office and put that in the form of a written.
I just say you put a number of days on.
What's that?
10 days prior.
Yeah, just put 10 days prior. Yeah.
And we can put it in a letter.
Yep.
When we send it to the applicant.
10 business days.
Hey, make it 10 business days if you want.
Earlier, it's going to be piled up.
10 business days, we'll put them back on a weekend again.
Yeah, point there, yeah.
With that?
That would put them back on a Monday again after a weekend.
We'll make it a Friday. We'll figure out. Would it be 11 or 12? Anyway. Well,
whatever. You're gonna.
Yeah, I'll make the proposed resolution. We'll get it on the agenda to vote on.
Okay. Is there any advertising requirement for that, or who else has to vote on it?
It's not our own rules, right?
Okay.
It's not really by. Not law says we do it this way. It's a policy.
Would that change anything at the commission level?
Yeah, that's true.
Council, you can walk into the council room with your book. Just like we always did before.
Walk in with a different book.
Well, they do sometimes.
I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen where the what they present to the council looks nothing like what we saw. But that's the way it goes.
So just for purpose of the minutes, this would be a discussion to discuss the rules and procedures on the amount of time necessary for the applicant to submit documentation, and so it would be a consensus to change it to a whatever number of days you want.
And then our attorney will prepare a resolution for our consideration.
And also, Shane mentioned too, the rules actually states that the meeting shall convene at 7:00 p.m. So
change that.
We'll make that little minor detail.
Yeah, yeah.
Such time as the commission determines convenient.
There's been several amendments to those rules. The whole rules probably should be double checked, make sure
maybe we're current. Maybe you need to clean the whole thing up.
Dennis had done them not before you came on, so
yeah.
There may be some other things that we've missed.
Yeah, I went through them a while back. It's been a couple of years, but I'll check.
Plus, I'd suggest that whoever is responsible for this material on the internet go through and clean it up, because there's numbers all throughout this thing. 11, I see one line where it says 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. What does numbers mean? Nothing.
Okay, gentlemen, is there anything else to do with the order?
One other procedural thing.
Okay.
That I wanted to bring up as well, and that's related to the materials we receive concerning TAC. You know, I know Shane's been sending us out the plots and all that, and I think what happens, or what appears to have happened last meeting, was all that information had been distributed to us months before, and we only had a couple copies of the plans to look at. My preference would be just to receive the notice that there's a TAC, that the TAC response has been, you know, sent out. And if I choose as a commissioner to come in and look at that plan because it's in my area, then I could do that. And I think that would perhaps prevent a situation like we had last week, where we only had a couple site plans to look at. Because everything had already been distributed. And I know for myself, again, I'm not the most organized person, but I got a whole nother office just set aside for planning and zoning stuff. And
your dad did. More. Your dad did too.
Yeah, well, he still does. He still does.
He's still writing it off.
But I don't know how the other commissioners feel about that, but
I'd be all right with that.
I mean,
I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Because as it is, I'm, you know, when I get these.
And you all aren't commenting on TAC.
No.
And the plans half the time are changing between tags.
That's right.
Exactly.
The problem. That's names true. Change sometimes.
Well, yeah, sorry. Yeah. I don't know how important it is.
And we could require less.
To even send it out to us.
We could require less plans that way too, Shane.
Yeah.
And not to mention
those
the time
basic,
and
those
time
trees.
And money involved in wrapping them up and sending them.
Unless it was in your area.
In your proposal, you would send us a sheet similar to, that says that Shane has this on file.
That these projects are coming up and that they're being submitted to the agencies.
We get an agenda.
Get the agenda.
Yeah.
You have the information if you want to look at it.
Oh, yeah. Sure we do. And then that way, you know, if something's of a particular interest to me.
Right.
What happened on TAC, we had so many of them, and Shane's office was boxes and piles and piles and piles of these sets of 25 documents. And he was sending off 5 to 8 to each TAC meeting a month till he caught up. Now he's finally just back got your floor cleaned off now, machine.
It looked like a
CPA office or something.
Yeah. Well, like Bob said, it should save the county postage, and hopefully it'll save you some time as well, Shane.
Yeah, yeah.
So you just want the agenda?
Yeah. I don't think you need it.
You'll need like the one sheet application.
A little one sheet thing,
yeah,
though, is what I don't think you need to do is send the subdivision plans.
Right now, I'll send the agenda, the plans, and a copy of the application, so we can just delete the plan.
Yeah,
the
application is still good.
The application, so you know what's in the pipeline.
So we know what's in the pipeline.
Yeah,
the plans. I don't think
we need the plans. No,
it might be a good change to do what you do on rezonings and conditionals. Just copy the tax map or something. So they know where it is.
I think that's a good idea, because that gives
us, be easier.
That's kind of what you used to go look at them.
Right.
We had
the information that's described on there, and then it kind of helps if you've got a little bit of a map, you know, or something to see where you're going.
We sent a set of drawings back to the one of the designers the other day that had, how many pages, Shane?
15.
15 sheets.
Yeah.
For what? Subdivision?
Subdivision.
It wasn't even very big. You throw a cover sheet on, it doesn't say anything, you set up the title, and then you get a map, and then you get a layout, then you get a 100 inch to 100 scale topo, an inch to 100 scale wetland, inch to 100 scale soils, and you just keep.
Or is there any, slowdown in applications or?
Right now, we're up to 19 for this year.
Slower.
That's slowed down then.
A little bit slowed down, but.
I think if you could send us that map page, as Chairman Wheatley said, I got a packet yesterday and I looked at that and it gives me an idea of what corners developing, what's happening.
Okay, we need to pick a date for June, right?
Yeah, we meet on the 14th of June and the
28th.
Okay.
So that'll be the 20th or the 21st?
Great. Yeah.
Wednesday or Thursday, gentlemen? Take your pick.
Let's see what we got here. That would, the in-between meeting would be Wednesday, June 20th. Or Thursday, June 21st, and right now they're both open. Nobody's signed up.
Wednesday the 20th would be better for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody okay?
Right.
Okay.
I will not be able to join you on Thursday the 24th of May. Is that a problem?
Well,
next
yeah.
week.
Come back, Gene.
What date?
Next week.
Like an RSVP or something.
Actually, RSVP is something else.
That's right.
That, like our attorney skipping out.
June 20th on Wednesday at 3:00.
You can't go, IG, because Rodney and Ben are going to be here already, and they spoke first.
I didn't.
No, he called me. He called me earlier.
Wednesday the 20th at 3:00.
Okay, got it. All right. And duly noted, Mr. Burton, that you can't be with us. We're going to miss you, but somehow we'll get by.
We should revise the rules so we have a lead-in period if the commissioner's not going to be here.
A lead-in? Yeah.
I don't have
do it before 4:30.
Yeah, that's right. You have to advise 72 hours in advance. Okay. Anything else to go to the order?
Well, we did have withdrawal for the 24th. We're down to 4 hearings. So.
Okay.
I won't be here on the 24th either. That was yours too?
I think so.
I'm not going with him now.
You're going?
I'm here.
Oh, you are.
I got three. Anything else, gentlemen?
Yeah, you got that.
There being none, we'll adjourn.